You are listening to the Experience University podcast with Dr. K, Season 7, Episode 9.
Welcome to Experience University, where we aim to educate, inspire, and empower individuals who wish to design transformational experiences. Now your host, Dr. Kristen Malik.
Hello, hello, my friends. I had a couple of people point out that I always say hello, hello, my friends, and that's how I start. And so now sometimes when I say it, I just instantly start laughing because I know I say it every time. You are all my friends. You are my extended friend, family, and network. And I'm so glad to be here with you today. I mean, you're listening to me and I'm talking directly into your ears and soul. And I think that that puts us on friend status. So if you don't like that, that's okay. But I am never going to change that. I have to say, the last podcast, it kind of blew up and I have been getting so many messages, which is awesome. I love to hear from you all. Keep adding me on LinkedIn, keep sending me messages, keep DMing me on TikTok or on Instagram. My Instagram, I restarted. So it's a fledgling little account. So feel free to all go and check me out on there. And I do have a Facebook page, Experience University. I am getting so many messages. Keep them coming. Because of that, I've gotten some really interesting requests that had some really interesting verbiage. I wanted to spend the first part here in the podcast to clarify some verbiage because I think it's really important. This whole season has been talking about behavior change and behavior change design. We're going to continue on with that. But some of the questions that I'm getting is very specific to their situation. And that's great. You can always send me those things. I would love to talk about it, analyze it, can bring it on the podcast. But when you're asking me questions and you say, how can I change so-and-so's behavior? First of all, it sounds like a relationship. Sounds like a relationship, a dating coach kind of thing. How can I change so-and-so's behavior? How can I change so-and-so's behavior in the workforce? How can I change so-and-so's behavior in this situation? I want to be very clear that we are not changing so-and-so's behavior. We are designing and facilitating experiences that encourage these participants to be curious, that we are designing these experiences where we are encouraging them to choose to plant the seeds for growth and change into their subconscious and for them to recognize it consciously. We are not changing behavior. We're not sitting there saying, hi, you need to change. I'm changing your behavior. We are designing experiences that facilitate behavior change. Seems like a minor little thing there, but it's kind of like the difference between a therapist and a life coach. We have to be particular with the language because I am not changing your behavior. I am designing an experience that will facilitate your journey to behavior change. Okay. I wanted to be very, very clear on that. I think that's really important. Similar to therapists, we don't fix problems. We are asking the right questions, giving the right scenarios that inspires people to think about the world differently, their world differently, their place in the world differently. So again, a little nuanced, but very, very important. I don't want you all to go out and sell that you are changing. I am changing so-and-so's behavior. I am designing behavior change. And that is just a little bit different. So along these spectrums, I've had a lot of questions that are specific to some of my experience, and I wanted to talk about that for a little bit. So some of the training that I'm an expert in. So one of them is neurolinguistics programming. Now, every single thing in our world is a scale. And I feel like this could be its own podcast on its own. Anything that you think is dichotomous, right and wrong, black and white, in those examples, you know, it's a scale. There's always the gray. There's always that questionable spot in the middle. But we don't often think about it in every area of life. Anything that you think has two or three options really has infinite options between them. It's just like when you're at a hardware store and you're looking at paint samples and you think there's black and then there's white. You can think about the fact that there's white and then there's off-white, and then you have 75 different shades of white between off and off-white and white, right? So those people that sit there and be like, why am I painting four white samples on the wall? It's because they're all just a tinge different, like 1 degree of yellow drop, 1 degree of blue drop different. And that makes a huge difference. And so when we're sitting there thinking about that, these different changes, we have to remember that every single thing is a scale. And when I have my neurolinguistics programming, and when I first went into it, I heard a lot of, this is bad. People do bad things with this. People are manipulating. Yes, everything in this world has a scale. We have a right, a wrong, but we don't. We have 1,000 shades between. So yes, people have used NLP, neurolinguistics programming, for very selfish or hurtful things in the past. People have also used it for a lot of really, really good things. I'm also trained as a master practitioner in the timeline technique. So you'll read some people on the internet call it timeline therapy. That's kind of how it's known, but it's a timeline technique. And I do these 8 and these 10-hour breakthroughs. So people can call me and say, Kristen or Dr. K, depending on what version of my life you're coming from, you can call me and you can say, this is the issue that I'm dealing with right now. I would really like to get over this. And I will design a custom 8 or 10-hour breakthrough experience for you. And there are people who are certified as a practitioner in NLP. I'm a master practitioner, which means lots more training, a significant amount more training, and a significant amount more money too. But I sit there and we can use these techniques in different ways. So some people, they're choosing to use their NLP and they're just working with clients who have anxiety. There are people who are doing NLP and they're just working with weight loss. There are people who do NLP, they're just working with high performance clients. So it can be applied in a variety of different ways. But essentially, in this breakthrough, we're facilitating a journey that enables individuals to release limiting beliefs or limiting decisions. You can remove imposter syndrome, helping you feel confident in sales or money, removing anxiety, smoking, all these things. But the difference between these sessions, these breakthroughs through NLP, even through, I'm also certified in hypnosis. And no, I'm not using it on the podcast. So you just love this because you love this, not because I'm using hypnotic language. And the difference in all of these things with therapy, yes, there's pages of differences, but the difference that I'm pointing out right now in this example is that with NLP, the real power is that I never actually know the situation. So I'm designing this 8 or 10-hour breakthrough, this custom journey for you. We're taking your subconscious mind through to release all of these limiting things you're going through or whatever it is in your specific situation. But I never know the exact situation that you're talking about in your past. So unlike in therapy or unlike other forms of coaching, you're not reliving that experience. You're not reliving it, trauma. You're not like associated, like let's act it out or talk me through this horrible situation in your life. I am only facilitating this journey of what the learnings are from the situation. And you're like, okay, Kristen, this is not a therapy podcast. Why is this relevant? Why are you talking me through this? Well, I think it's really important for who we are as experience designers and as event designers, because we never know our participants' situation either. We know some of their learnings. We know some of their psychographics and their personality traits, and we know what the desired behavior change is, but we don't actually know these specific situations. And that's okay. Sometimes I hear people having the excuses of, well, I can't design a custom experience for them because I don't know everything that happened in their life. Everybody's life is unique. Yes. And using lots of improv here too. Yes. And yes, everybody's life is singular. Everybody's life is unique. And I'm huge on inclusion, and not just inclusion based on psychographics, and not just inclusion based on our demographics or disabilities or other areas. I'm huge on inclusion and understanding that every single person has a unique situation and unique lived experiences and need unique things. I think so often we try to label or put people in buckets. But this is where my polymath, everything's overlapping, everything's coming together. Being a master prac in NLP and conducting these 8 and 10 hour custom experiences, that is really a custom set of questions and techniques. It's a process. I'm taking people through these processes. And let me tell you, I thought that I knew who my clients were going to be for these breakthroughs. When I first went into this, however long ago it was, when I first went into it, I was like, I know exactly who I'm going to talk to. I'm going to talk to students with this background and this psychographic, and they're going to be dealing with anxiety and be unsure about themselves. Or I'm going to work with event planners who have perfectionism and maybe some imposter syndrome. They don't feel like their work is valued. So I already had it in my mind who I was going to work with. And let me tell you, almost 90% of my clients are white males who are at a certain level or above who are super, super successful. And when I say successful, I mean financially for them in their situation, though, of course, that is not how we all define success. I'm shocked, like to my core, that that is who all my clients have been. I absolutely love having a diverse client portfolio. But I will tell you the reason why I think this particular demographic is drawn to NLP in particular is because you never have to talk about the situations. You can sit there and you can have these situations, whether it's abuse or trauma or insecurities in your background. I have worked with previous Navy SEALs up to chief marketing officers in major organizations. I have worked with the gambit of people. I have seen people you would never think would cry who are literally crying in front of me with their hands coming together. It's absolutely incredible. And I never know what the situation is. And I think that that's really powerful. So when we're designing experiences, it's the exact same thing. We're designing a process that we're taking our attendees through. Our attendees are our participants. They're relating this process to their current lived experience throughout life. They're unwiring their neural pathways and rewiring the neural pathways based on our process. I think so often as experience designers, we're focused on like the actual product or the outcome. It's very rewarding for us in our particular career that we get to actually be on site. We get to see something be built and then we get to live it and then we get to take it down. And it's very gratifying to like actually see it, the fruits of our labor. But the difference between that and behavior change and behavior change design is you don't always see the fruits of your labor. It's like when you're a teacher that's not teaching to a test. When you teach to a test, you get to see the test results and you're like, yes, I taught that well. My students have this test. It's more like you're giving people the opportunity to, if they choose themselves, you're giving them that opportunity to acquire life skills, to giving them that opportunity for real behavior change. So stop thinking about the actual outcome, the show itself, the product, and really start to think about designing that process, that experience journey that your attendees are going to go through. And I promise you, you will be significantly more impactful and transformational. I hope that everybody could follow this path. I was overlapping some different concepts. I got really passionate at one point and went a little bit off script. I hope we all came back together and ended up at the final point together. I love all of your comments. I love all of your DMs and your messages. Keep them coming. Feel free to add me on LinkedIn and stay tuned for all of the incredible things we have coming up. I am so excited.
Thanks for listening to the Experience University podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode.